Blog Talk Radio.
Baby love. The way it gets better. Here for the Legendary Show.
Get in here, everybody get in here.
Yes, okay. Okay, get in here. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. Come for the gathering, bitch. Come for the gathering. Let's get into some things. Okay. What is going on, everybody? How y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? What's popping up out there? Whew. I'm chilling. I got my leg cocked up. Okay. I got my little stool under here. I'm still in this cab. I'm drinking some water because for some reason today I'm feeling a little nauseous. Not really sure why. But child, I said we still need to keep the show going. All right. So what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armani. We are back with another video here to get into some things. All right. We are talking about Cupcake. And this nasty battle that she's has with Suki Hana, it's gotten really, really nasty. And I don't mean nasty, nasty. I mean kind of nasty and, like, malicious nasty. All right. And we're also going to talk about Vanessa Bryant's mother. I don't know her name. I forget her name. We're going to just call her Lupe. All right. Vanessa Bryant's mother, Lupe, is demanding money. Okay. Actually, let's start with that. But before we get started, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. I will type the number into the chat, 563-999-3658. We will take calls. Call in. Okay, we will call in. Call in now if you want to be heard, because this will not be a two-hour show. All right, so let's get it started. Boom. Who we going with first? Who we talking about? Okay, boom. Let's get Vanessa Bryant and Guadalupe. I don't know her name. But child, Guadalupe is not having it. Let me tell you something. It be your own people for real. And literally your own people. You really can. When it comes to money, you cannot trust anybody. And not even your dang mama. So let's talk about it. So Guadalupe, a.k.a. Vanessa Bryant's mama, is suing her because she says that Kobe Bryant promised her that he would take care of her for the rest of her life. And now that's not able to happen because he's since passed away. And so now she is suing, okay, Vanessa Bryant because she needs to be paid. Now let's listen to what she's suing for. She is suing. Let's catch this. She is suing for $96 per hour for supposedly working 12 hours a day for 18 years for watching her grandchildren. Now, I know you're lying. She wants 18 years of back pay at $96 an hour. For $12 hours a day. Damn, that's a word puzzle, a word problem. How much is that? If she's suing for 18 years of back pay at $96 an hour and $12 hours a day, how much money is Guadalupe, a.k.a. Vanessa Bryant's mom, suing for? Well, I did some rough calculations, and in my mind, that's somewhere close to $7,526,000 and some change. Numbers in the chat. I just shot our number too. Let's see who got closer. But I know it's somewhere in the millions, right? So anyway, Vanessa Bryant responded. Okay. So I'm gonna read this article. Y'all be going in on me but I'll be reading, but we gotta get into this. She says, for nearly two decades, we arranged for my mother to live in nearby properties. No, she goes, no, hold on. Let me get this part. Vanessa says, I have supported my mother for nearly 20 years, and she was never my or Kobe's personal assistant, nor was she a nanny. I have always been a stay-at-home mother, and my husband and I were our daughter's full-time caregivers, which would make sense. Like, I never knew Vanessa Bryant to work. Why would you have to work if you're Kobe Bryant's wife? For nearly two decades, we arranged for my mother to live in our nearby properties at no cost because she claimed that she didn't have any money to buy her own home after her divorce. My husband and I felt that it was best for her not to live at home with us. She watched our girls from time to time, just like most grandparents do. She did not take care of business issues or expenses. She was a grandmother who was supported by me and her son-in-law at my request. She now wants to back charge me $96 per hour for supposedly working 12 hours a day for 18 years for watching her grandchildren. In reality, she only occasionally babysat my older girls when they were toddlers. As of 10 years ago, our kids were full-time students and athletes, and I didn't have another child until 2016. Her claims are obviously false, but I still try. I still try repeatedly to work things out with my mother. Contrary to what she's saying, I haven't left my children's side since the accident, except to visit the cemetery to make arrangements. Earlier this year, I was even looking for a new home for her a week later. And she went on television and gave an interview disparaging our family and making false accusations while living rent-free in a gated apartment complex in Newport Coast. Even after the betrayal, I was willing to provide my mother with monthly support for the rest of her life, and that wasn't good enough. She instead contacted me through intermediaries, contrary to what she claims, my phone number hasn't changed, and demanded $5 million, a house, and a Mercedes SUV. because I didn't give in to her hurtful threats and monetary requests, she has spiraled out of control and is making false and absurd claims. She is now trying to get more money than my husband and I ever spent to provide for her, while he was alive. She has no regard for how this is affecting my children and me. She wants to live off of my daughters and me for the rest of her life, continue to collect monthly alimony from her ex-husband since 2004. My husband and I have never discouraged or kept her from providing for herself. This lawsuit is frivolous, disgraceful, unimaginably hurtful. My husband never promised my mother anything, and he would be so disappointed in her behavior and lack of empathy. And she said what she said. That is a mess. That is a mess. I usually don't cover this stuff like that, but I'm like, child, that little Spanish woman is a mess. Why would she do that? Let me look at Lupe. You know you did. You just greedy. And she looked like she greedy too. That's a mess. And so, good luck, Vanessa. Child, I feel bad for you. But that's disgusting. She can't even grieve. Her husband ain't even been dead a year. And her daughter's dead. And the mama already trying to get paid. My God. Ain't that a bowed up. Please. Well, let's move on. I'm disgusted with Lupe. I can't believe she cut up like that. That is so nasty and so rude. Get her off the screen. All right, Bo. Now, for the tea that you guys all been wanting to get into, Cupcake and Sukiyana, they're back at it. Well, Cupcake responded. So we're going to go through the Cupcake diss record, okay? So we got Cupcake and Sukiyana. So let me go ahead and pull that up. And not right now is a good time if you haven't done so to make sure you like the video and subscribe to the channel, okay? All right, let's get it popping. Give me 1 second. I'm about to pull this up, and we're going to listen to it together. All right, let me pull a cupcake. Okay, boom. Okay, give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Give me one. Give me just 1 second. Boop, boop, boop. Okay. Are you guys having a good time out there? I'm pulling up this audio right now. Listen, you know how they be doing, each other. This may or may not get monetized, but I know one of y'all want to hear the audio. So super chats are welcome. Because if this video gets flagged, okay, it's because I'm playing audio for y'all. Also, no cursing. Only the music can curse. YouTube is giving out free $4.99 super chat, so see if you can spam the free $4.99, or you can even try to save it for the call-in line to see if you can hop your way to the top. So, send the love here. Thanks. Okay, let's get into this diss track. The gag is Cupcake Response. Okay, so it's already something personal. So she's confirming that Sookie jumped into her DM and tried to get a verse, but she didn't want Sookie to get a verse. I mean, she didn't want to give Sookie the verse, or I guess she said $5,000 for the verse, and Sookie was like, girl, I ain't paying you $5,000 for the verse. So, but let's keep going. Wow. Oh, you got 3 kids, all them hoes dead. 3 bullets in their head go buff, buff. Some. Bury them in your loose cooter cap. Wow, she took aim at the children. My God. She sent the track that I sent her to a nope. This sounds very personal. I'm gonna piss on your 3 kids and make you hold the umbrella. Wow. Not turn this bitch to Roland Ray. Why do Roland Ray keep getting attacked? What does Roland Ray have to do with this? Poor Roland Ray don't stand a chance. Okay. Huh. Pepper. Oh, okay. Well, that's what she said. That's what she said. Now, here's the thing. And I know everybody says, oh, Armand, you're going to get ready to be biased because, you know, da 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 da. But I'm going to tell you this. Here's what I think about it. I still think the record was good. I think it was good. I think that Cupcake is a talented rapper. I think that it was good. I still think that Suki's was a little bit more entertaining, and I'll tell you why. I feel like the first rap of Cupcake's was better than the second one. This response seems personal. She seems angry. And then it also seems like you don't like Suki. Y'all have a history, and you've been shading her. And it also feels like Suki, like Cupcake doesn't like Suki, and Cupcake doesn't like Lizzo. It kind of feels like, remember when Lizzo came out, Lizzo was the fat rapper, and Cupcake was the fat rapper? And then now it's like, okay, well, Cupcake was the raunchy, nasty rapper, and now here's Sukiana. She's nasty, kind of raunchy, and she's getting more clout. So it feels like Cupcake feels like, you know what, I've been here, and these girls are trash, and, you know, she's trying to beat me. So it almost feels like some shade from the beginning, because Suki sounds like she tried to reach out with her, tried to work with her, but Cupcake did not want to work with her for whatever reason. And Cupcake was very aware of that, the fact that she was shading her, and like she said in the record, she was keeping receipts. So to say that this was all fun, no, you don't like Suki. This is personal. You feel some type of way. Her rapping ability, like I said, she's a better rapper than Sukihana. But the first record was actually better than the second response. This one was just like, okay, she sounded really, really mad. However, in Cupcake's defense, she won a battle rap. And listen, I watch a lot of Queen of the Ring, or I used to back in the day, or Queen of the Ring. And so they go in. This is nothing compared to what those girls be doing on Queen of the Ring. And so a lot of people were going in on Cupcake because they said that Cupcake, you know, disrespected Sukihana's kids, and kids should be off limits. I don't think kids are going to be off limits in battle and dissing and rapping. I don't remember where Sukihana said something about Cupcake's mom. I could have missed it. But even if she did, even if she didn't, or she did, listen, if it's battle rap, kids are not off limits. Like I said, I've watched Queen of the Ring, and they will go in on your kids, your daddy, your mama, anybody, your illness, like whatever. It's no holds barred. That you cannot go to a fight and tell somebody how to fight. But the thing is, if it's not personal, or if it's not set up in a battle stage like Queen of the Ring or something like that, typically, it doesn't go that far, but I feel like she just doesn't like Sukiana, period. And you know what? I did see a lot of people saying, like, why are they letting Sukiana out here? At least I still have respect for Sukiana because she went out there and she fought. I don't think she needs to respond. But I like how Cupcake responded again because Cupcake is here for it. Now, Sukiana, you can respond and go back and forth. Let's do another response. Let her know you about that lie too. Because Cupcake wants to smoke. Give her the smoke. Drop another one. Let these girls know. You know what I'm saying? Let them know. This is your moment. Everybody is on Sukihana's page. Drop another one, sis. Drop another one. Let her know. You're not going to back down because Cupcake, like, we coming with it. Good morning. You want it? I'm going to give it to you. I'm a rap. So let her know, bro. I'm a rap too. You don't have to, but I think it'd be hot. I love a good battle. I think it's still good. I think it's still healthy. I think it's for the culture. Now, where I think that Sukihana went too far was here on Twitter. This is the only part I think that went too far. Because not Sukihana, Cupcake. Sukihana, she tweeted, nah. Cupcake was getting dragged because she came for Sukihana's kids. Cupcake said, you spoke on my mother, so I spoke on your kids. Family is family. F them, you know, whatever. And so for me, when you took that to Twitter, it wasn't about the rap beef anymore. It became like a personal beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing when you say it on the record, but when you're putting it on social media and Twitter, now we have a problem. For me. In the record, whatever. It became a problem when you started tweeting, F my kids, and this, that, and the third. So that's the only thing I would have said. And so those are my thoughts on the situation. Now, I'd be very interested to know what you guys have to say in regards to the situation. I know there's a lot of thoughts, a lot of opinions. So let's get into it. And before y'all get on here, oh, you're very, very biased. No, I'm not being biased, but I am going to say, you know what? Listen, I support who supports me, but that does not mean I'm biased, okay? Because I've seen people in the comments, oh, because Suki shouted you out, you're going to be biased, you're being biased towards her. No, that's not what it is. Like I said, I don't mind Cupcake coming for the kids in the rap. My issue is, because like I said, I've watched Queen of the Ring. And they go harder than that. The only thing where I would have felt like some type of way is when you reiterated, you know, coming for my kids on Twitter and calling them out their name on Twitter. Like, girl, you said what you said in the rap. Just leave it at that. Because that wasn't the only thing you said. You said a lot of other things. You could have let that go. But you obviously feel some type of way. Because you took the time to go write it on Twitter to really make a trend. So, girl, now I have a problem. Maybe people don't agree with me, but that's fine. My thing is, leave it in the music. Don't take it off the music and start posting it on social media, on Twitter and stuff. That's my thing. But, no shade, shout out to Suki Hana for, reposting us on her Instagram. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? She posted this in her story. Go check it out. She posted this on our page. Go check it out. All right. And you know, we love the support. And I rock with both of them. Cupcake is talented too. And so honestly, I think it's healthy. And I think more of this should happen. Really, let's my thing is, let's not do the back and forth on social media. Let's keep it on the beat. Let's not take it from the music and then start typing and being on social media. Y'all rappers, put it in a song. Okay, let's take some calls. Let me see. I'm going to put the call-in number up. Hold on, y'all. Where is the call-in number? Okay, Bo, y'all can call in. The number is 563-999-3658, and let's talk about it. Let me see where you at. Give me one second. I'm pulling it up now. All right, 1-863, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's poppin'?
Hey, first, I'm like you. Keep it on the beat. All the little extra stuff is just for show, but keep it on the beat, and I'm loving it. I'm with it. I'm loving it. I'm just mad, even though I love Nicki Minaj, I'm just mad that she didn't say nothing about Nicki Minaj, because I feel like you, she's a punk.
And that's the only reason why I can't give it to Cupcake like that. Because if you're going to say it about everybody else, you should have put Nicki Minaj in it too. So that's the only thing. That's why I cannot give it to. That's why people are like, oh, you're being biased. No. Nigga, if anything,
no.
If Cupcake would have said something about Nicki Minaj, people would not have been living for her like this. They'd have been dragging her.
Exactly.
So my thing is, they would have been dragging her. And so my thing is, you're not tough. Picking on everybody else and throwing them in the store and showing that you can rap, but you're not coming for the queen of rap.
Exactly. Like she won't stick her hand in the pot, stir it up, and then jump back out. Now throw everybody in the pot. We want Nikki. We want Cardi. We want Flo. We want Suki. We want all the heifers in the pot. Don't just stick a few in. We want them all. We want Sweetie. Talk about them all. Don't be picking and choosing.
And then, no, I'm seeing people say, well, why do you want her to be for Nikki? Well, this is not beef. Remember, this is hip hop. So this is just, this is music. So my thing is, if you bring in all the, if you name it all the hot girls that's going to bring trendy news, cut, listen, let's be clear, people. She names specific people for a reason. Those are people that are hot right now. Those are people that can bring clicks and views. Nicki Minaj is clicks and views. So why wouldn't you add her to the name?
And just like when Biggie did it, he talked about people. 50 did it, he talked about everybody. Nicki talked about her. What you scared of, Cupcake? You scared because you shaped like a cupcake? What you scared of?
Yeah, so that's my thing.
But I'm going to let you go. I love you, Armand. I'm glad you're back, but I'm going to just let you go. All right.
Thanks, Bill. No, but I'm with you on that. That's the thing. That's why I'm like, I cannot give it all the way to Cupcake because, girl, you should have... How you going to do a whole rap with this men, women, all the hot people of this year and not mention Nicki Minaj? Girl, I know you live. 7931, you live on air, and there's a lot to mention.
Hey,
hello.
Online.
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling. So the thing for me, like with Cupcake is, you. Somebody said yesterday you kind of did too, but now that I listen to her comeback, I'm like, girl, I think you're really, really mad. I think you're mad because, like you said, you were the raunchy rapper, you were that girl, but you were never it. Like, you never went anywhere. You were the fat girl, but you never went anywhere, and now it's a fat girl that made it. It's a raunchy girl that made it. And Megan even though Megan's not fat, that's another raunchy girl that made it. And they all pretty much doing the same thing Cupcake do. I don't know what Cupcake did wrong or what she didn't do, but, you know, she didn't make it. Like, we don't really, nobody really is out here just listening to Cupcake, you know. So I really think that it's really anger. I think it's animosity, and I think it's like, I think she's mad because, like, it's even things you said, oh, you broke. We all know, even though Suki got the money, a lot of the money from OnlyFans, we know she's not broke. You know what I'm saying? So it's just little things that you were saying stuff. And then, like you said, to go on the internet and start talking about somebody's mama, yes, we can say anything in a battle rap, and it's still like OMG when you say it in a rap. But when you get on Twitter, like, basically you trying to pull up and you want to fight because you're not going to
exactly
on Twitter typing about my kids. That's what you're not going to do. And you're not going to sit on Twitter and type about my mama. That's what you're not going to do. So at this point, it's going to leave the paper and we're going to be fighting. And I know people are going to be like, girl. But no, don't do all of that. So really, I do think Cupcake is mad. She did. I mean, she almost Remy Ma ethered. Well, she pretty much did. It was like the equivalent. Like, she really ate her alive. Suki did lose that. But even though Suki was funny, like you said, but I just think Cupcake is mad and she needs to let it go because, like you be saying about Cash Doll, she's never going to happen.
And here's the thing with Cupcake. I think Cupcake has been out. So I remember Cupcake was out when I was felt like I was in high school. And like, I was like, you know what I mean? Well, not high school, but Cupcake's been out for a long time. She's went viral over and over. Like, she
and never made
get,
it.
She's been viral
a million times.
Out.
So it's something about Cupcake. I don't know what she is or isn't doing, but she just needs to let it go. And you just need to be mad over there by yourself because it ain't nobody's fault. Everybody else that's out here doing it is doing it except you. It's nobody's fault. But that was all.
All right. Thank you. Listen, guys, don't delete the people commenting. I see somebody say, I'm hating. Don't delete them. Leave them in there. Let them in there. Let them say what they want to say. As long as they're not being too nasty, let them say what they're going to say. 7443.
Hi, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I love you. You look so handsome today.
Okay,
Thank you. My pleasure. I just want to tell you, my name is Jasmine. We love you in the DMV.
Shout out to the DMV.
Thank you. I just want to tell you I appreciate your sentiments because what you're saying about the battle rap just staying in music is so good because I feel like it's going to get off track if it's in Twitter beef. And then people are going to start feeling insecure, and then it's going to not turn to the talent. So I just want to say thanks for that sentiment, making sure it doesn't turn into something serious.
Exactly. It needs to stay on the beat, on the music. Say whatever you want to say on wax. But once it starts getting into Twitter, it's like, all right, girl, that was going too far. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, love.
Bye. All right, let's do another. 7076, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, is it me?
Yes, it's you, boo.
My name is Giselle.
It's you.
What's up, honey? Okay, let's get this going. So first and foremost, let's just be real for a moment. Well, let's look at this as music. Cupcake has not popped because she's not going to pop. So what she has to do is come out in spurts. She's doing what she has to do. She's trolling. She's getting her views up. She's getting her money up. If you go and look at the views that's on YouTube as we speak, both of her hits have surpassed Suki's. I love Suki, but in this little battle right here, she picked the right one. What she did is strategic. She's doing art of war, honey. If y'all know strategy, this is how you get people bothered. This is how you talk about it. Now, the thing is, I agree with you. When you take that shit to Twitter, that becomes personal. That's when I come and get you. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, before all of that, it was music. And not to mention, Suki went to Twitter first. We need to make that an important fact to bring to the table because a lot of people are thinking that Cupcake did it, but it was Suki that went to Twitter first. So that's my piece on it.
Okay, and I like what you said when you said that she's trolling and she's getting her views up. And I think that it does benefit Cupcake. And to be honest with you, I think it benefits Suki Hana too, because not a lot of us knew her as a rapper. We just knew her as a gabber and a throw-upper and someone that supposedly did music that was in the WAP video. So I think for her response, this was like, okay, even if she would have won, lost, or whatever, it's like, okay, girl, you out here trying to rap. Okay, I respect you. You responded. These other girls,
she needed that response. That was the whole point of it. That was the whole point. She had to get her bothered, and Suki did exactly what she needed to do, which was respond. Now, the thing is, Suki got
because
more attention.
Because her response helped Suki,
but
too.
Attention shifted to Cupcake. She took all of Suki's attention and shifted it by using her bars. Suki is funny as hell, but Cupcake got them bars that's going to come a little harder. So in the musically, you got to look at who's bringing the bars, who's bringing the music. And, I mean, we got to be real with it. I love both of them. But in this little debate right now, it's Cupcake for the win. And that's just, I mean, you know, I love them both, but that's just it. You know,
okay, you said what you
like
said.
That, but it is what it is. I said what I said, too, Paul, okay?
Thank you, Carla. All right. But like I said, I do think this is good for Suki because a lot of us are now having to put respect on her because at least she got out there and did what she had to do, period. I respect that she didn't just tweet about it. She got out there or act like she didn't hear it. See, these other girls are acting like they didn't hear it. These other girls are acting like they don't know what's going on. Young Miami heard that. JT heard it. Mulatto heard it. Easter birthday, whatever. I already told you, Cardi B is not going to do that. Megan Thee Stallion is on another level. Okay? Flo Milli, you heard it. I don't know why Flo Milli is not above reproach. Flo Milli could have got on this and responded. The men shouldn't respond. Whatever. Let her do her thing. You don't need to drag Cupcake. I mean, because it's not going to end well for the men. Men are going to get dragged if they come in and go against Cupcake. But, you know what I'm saying? Doja Cat, she's kind of like, she might not respond either. She don't do this. So, but Mulatto, Creesha, JT, Flo Milli, where y'all at? They act like they didn't hear it. So I have to respect Suki. Them girls heard it. They watching everything. 3179. Hello? Okay, you're not ready. All right. 6443, you live on the air. Hello? Kurt, okay, not ready. We got to move it. Turn me down to the back. 7582.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, what's going on?
Me. Okay, I have to be honest. I have no idea who Cupcake is, and I only know Suki from Love & Hip Hop, but I'm actually calling to wish you a happy holidays. I want to congratulate you on your 100,000 subscribers. And I just want to say that a woman of my age, I'm much, much older than probably all the people in your comments, but I really enjoy your content and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
blessings to you for the future, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Okay, well, let me ask you, how old are you? How old are you?
I'm 40.
Oh, girl,
I'm 40.
You're not that old.
12, 40.
Oh, girl, you're not. Okay, girl, you're
but,
not.
But, I mean, I'm not really involved in all this stuff.
Okay, well,
you know,
well, let me ask you this. Okay, stop it. Okay, we get it. You're not that old. Shut up. Okay, so listen, what do you think about Vanessa Bryant and her mama? And what do you think about that? That's a little bit mature conversation. What do you think about that? Kobe Bryant's mother-in-law.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You tell me what you think. She wants money.
I respect a hustle to get your money. And if you're doing what you have to do to get your money, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're sucking, if you're doing whatever you need to do to get your money to take care of your kids or your household or whatever you have to do, then go ahead and get your money. In regards to rapping, listen, I come from Biggie, Tupac era. So if you're going to come at one rapper to the next, do it in bars. Don't do it on, so you know, Instagram, Facebook, do it in bars. One rapper send out a message, another one respond, and keep it going that way, because then it takes it back to what you started creating the music for, was to for people to hear it, you know what I mean? Whether it's an insult or a non-insult, whether you win or you lose, you listen to the music for other people to hear it. So do it in a bar. You don't have to go deep and talk about, keep the children out of it, keep the parents out of it, keep, you know, family members out of it. Stick to what you do, you know what I mean? But, and that's the thing,
right,
where I don't get about this generation. Again, I come from a Tupac, Biggie era where all they talk about was hustling in the streets and the hoes and the this and the that. Don't get me wrong. I don't have a problem with anything.
No, I was saying about Vanessa Bryant's mother, Kobe Bryant's wife.
Oh, no, okay, listen. In regards to her mother suing her for, that's way, way below the belt. Because, listen, Mom, you should be, as a parent, be proud of that your kids have made it and don't depend on them. So for all the parents that are listening to this to me now, get to where you need to go so that you don't have to depend on your kids or ride your kids' coattail when they get to where they have to go. That's what your job is as a parent, to get your kids to where they have to go for number one. You don't have to depend on them. And number two, they don't have to depend on you. So my thing with Vanessa, Mom, is, sweetie, let your daughter do what she has to do to take care of her kids so that her kids could get to where they have to go. You shouldn't be asking your daughter for nothing. And if she gives you something, you say thank you and humble yourself.
Thank you. Thank you, love. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, hon.
Okay. 707-3049, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, I wanted to talk about Suki and Cupcake. I'm sorry,
okay,
but I'm going to have to give it to Cupcake. Because Cupcake, she did her damn thing on the first one and the second one. Suki, she did it. Like, I'm a fan of Suki, but it was more, like, comedic for me. Like, it was funny. Like, when I listened to Cupcake shit, like, I was playing that shit back. Like,
Okay. It's the cursing. It's the repeated cursing for me. 6439.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, I don't think you're biased at all. What you're saying is facts. If you're going to talk about one, talk about all. When Nicki did the Barbie Dream, she didn't leave nobody out. She talked about everybody. And for people saying that, well, Nicki is the only person that can open doors for Cupcake, that's not true. She's not the only person that can open doors for her. If you're going to talk about the girls, include Nicki, because she's one of the girls. Like, why leave her out? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. And me personally, I just believe in, you don't talk about people's kids. That's just how I am. I get the battle rap concept that you're saying, but this isn't that type of battle rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I don't, I mean, yeah, in rap, people have talked about people, kids. I don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? You leave. I've always believed it. Kids are innocent. You leave. But I mean, going to address.
All right, thank you, Carla. Your phone is breaking up, love. Call us back if you can. 3179, you're live on the air.
Me. Hi,
hello.
I'm
hey, what's going
hi.
On?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call in about the cupcake situation.
Okay.
Everybody likes to say how Cupcake is looking for clout and how she's doing all of that. First of all, if Cupcake wanted clout, she would have dissed Nicki a long time ago because she was one of the female rappers that Atlantic wanted to diss Nicki Minaj a few years back. And she declined.
I feel like Cupcake did diss Nicki at one point, but I don't remember. I could be lying.
No, she didn't. She was asked. They wanted her and this other rapper from London to diss Nicki, Atlantic,
uh-huh.
And Lady LaShore and Cupcake declined.
Mm-hmm.
They turned down a deal from Atlantic to diss Nicki. Cupcake also turned down, I think, at least 5 record labels, including Atlantic. So it's like she wants to be an independent artist. I don't think she cares to be mainstream. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think she wants to be mainstream because if you were trying to be that girl, you won't turn down 5 major record labels, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think she would turn down 5 major record labels, including Atlantic, that wanted her.
So why do you think she
didn't
mention Nicki Minaj? So why didn't she mention Nicki Minaj?
I don't know. I agree with you when you said she should have mentioned everybody, but I think she loves Nicki. But as you said, like, I agree with that. Like, if you was coming for everyone, just come for everyone. I don't know why she didn't come for Nicki. She said she made that song. She fired to make that song from Barbie Dreams. So I think she should
have. So then you should have really added Nicki. So you should have really paid homage
and
threw Nicki in there.
Right. I think she could have did that still. But I just wanted to call in because I don't like how everybody's like, oh, she wants clout. She's this, she's that. She's never going to be that girl. If she wanted to be that girl, she could have been that girl. And another thing. Cupcake is not the type of rapper to, like, be half naked and, to, you know, like, to shake her ass and stuff, to shake her
butt.
Yes,
she does.
You know?
Okay, we're about to wrap it up because y'all are really playing in my face today. I'm going to hang up on we finna wrap the call in this because I can see y'all going to just keep trying it. 0078.
Yes, I'm on.
Yes, how are you?
I'm great. All right, so here's my whole thing. She, like, just the previous caller, you know, she could have been that girl and this and that. I just feel like if it was going to land like that, it would have. So I felt like maybe she made some type of decision that prevented her from being that girl, and now she's trying to backtrack, but backtracking, like, with a vengeance or, like, with a vendetta.
Okay.
And it does remind me of her by not taking a shot at Nicki. You'll see women, you know, talk about men with money, but they won't ask the 9-to-5 worker for the money. I mean, they will ask him for the money, but they won't ask the real rich man for the money. That kind of thing. That's what it gave me.
Okay.
For Nicki, you know, low-hanging fruit type of deal.
Oh, well, she came. It wasn't just for Suki. It was really literally everybody that has been popping this year, but except for Nicki Minaj. That was the issue. She came for every hot artist this year, except Nicki.
So
that's
did that
like, well,
give you a feeling of maybe Nicki is in her corner in the background? I mean, I don't want to jump off a porch, but...
No, it gives me that she needed some allies like the Barbs to help push the narrative of, you know, Cupcake bodied it. Cupcake, when she needed some support, you get what I'm saying? Who? Could you imagine if you had
the
Cupcake fan base,
you know,
and the Barb, like you had every fan base to get you? She needed some allies. So she like, well, you know, if I'm dragging Cardi B, and if I drag everybody that's been affiliated with Cardi B, then it's fine. The Barbs will love it.
Oh, I definitely get that. And that blow me because it's just like, I just hate that political, you know, that politics type of deal. Because when you're really in the in crowd, you realize it don't even go like that. So you're looking for certain type of alliances when really you should have stood 10, ate up everybody, just like the boy from Baltimore did. They got the baby by Zanique. Well, they just had the baby.
Mm-hmm.
He ate everybody up, you know, and he's from Baltimore. Low, little, small town, you know, city. And he still went for everybody. I feel like that's what give you your kahunas. That's what give you your balls, you know. Don't hide behind the big, like, the elite girl. That's just like going for R&B artists and not going for a Beyonce neck. I, like, we know that's the bad thing to do. Just like you. You didn't hold no bars for Nicki. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
When did the cut card start? Ain't no cut cards. No, no.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thanks for talking. Bye. Okay, let's take another caller. 4078, you're live on the air. If you super chatted to get on here, send your last four with the two. 4078, you're live.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, I'm just going to say this for everyone else who's taking this. Suki won, okay? I only say that because Suki has a more catchy song. If you get what I'm saying, Suki ate her up, bar, bar, bar. Like, she had everything that a diss track needed.
Well, I think this is the part that a lot of people are missing out on, too. Suki will continue to win when, just as, like, Nicki Minaj won when it came to Cardi B, came to Remy Ma, and, you know, Cupcake can rap, but Cupcake doesn't make good songs. Like, Remy Ma can rap hard and go, and, you know, go with bars, but, you know, Suki's song, you would probably listen to that in the club and dance to it. Cupcake's record, you're going to just listen to it that one time and be like, dang, she bodied her, and you're going to let it go. You know, that's the same thing with Remy Ma. Nicki Minaj makes songs that even if she's throwing shade, you can play it in a club. So with Suki, if we had to pick, Suki's club could transcend a little. I mean, Suki Hana's record could go a little bit further if they wanted it to than Cupcake. So, you know, and I think that that's partially why Suki Hana is winning career-wise a little bit more than Cupcake, because while Cupcake is talented, her music does not transcend to, you know, like some sort of level of pop or mainstream, or, you know, like people don't want to hear it out and about. And I think that's what Cupcake is missing. So to your point, I agree, because people, you know, there's a lightheartedness about Suki Hana's record that can actually, you know, that people actually will vibe to, because they'll listen to it for the diss at first, and then some of them might just play it because they like it and they want to bop to it.
Yeah, I also agree with you when it comes to the barb thing with Cupcake, because majority of her comments, everybody I see has like a Nicki Minaj profile who's taking up for her, like, oh my God, you ate her up, you did this, you did that. So the barbs are really standing with her.
Well,
it's not just,
you know,
ordinary people, if you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the bars, Nicki's fan base.
All right, thank you, caller.
Right.
Bye. He ain't playing no games with y'all. Okay, so we're going to take maybe a couple more, and then we're going to get up out of here. All right, 9326, you are live on the air.
Hey, love from Philly. I wanted to quickly say that, I mean, I'm a loose barb. I don't go
hard
and I don't harass. But I do want to put that out there, and I don't see barbs, you know, we're very aware when someone's trying to use us for views. You know, we called Doja Cat out for the same thing this summer. And if we could stand up and do that even after we got to number one, you know, I don't think we're going to let Cupcake, you know, use us, especially because we think Suki ate. So anybody in the comments kind of saying that, you know, the barbs are, you know, we're not stupid. I'm a professor. And I love Nicki, but I'm not going to sit here and say that, you know, I'm going to defend Cupcake because she didn't come for my fave. I mean, the truth is if she came for Nicki, she, you know, we would have been at her house and nobody wants to deal with that harassment. So I just think it was a safety, you know, call on her part. Nobody wants death threats from Barb.
Yeah, nobody wants to be dragged.
And the Barb's dragged, you know, the Barb's dragged to, you know, you're a bloody mess. So, like, she probably just avoided that because none of the other fan bases go hard. But I wanted to say that I am disappointed in the fact that we didn't get more responses.
Yeah.
I think Flo Millie would have been a great candidate because, you know, one of her biggest critiques is, although she can rap and she has, you know, her own little iconic flow, we want to see a little bit more diversity, especially because she went hard in a couple of her tracks this summer. So, you know, she would have been a great candidate to respond. And Doja Cat, although, you know, she's kind of getting pigeonholed in the pop world, this would have been her opportunity to remind those naysayers who think, you know, she's a culture vulture, that she does have some bars and that she does, you know, clean up nice when it comes to rap. Like, I'm thinking of her single, Nintendo. Like, I love that single because, you know, she really goes hard on that and plays with Flo and should have responded to Cupcake. So I'm proud of Suki that she reminded people that she's just not an internet fool. Like, anybody who only knows her from Love & Hip Hop, I've been following this green-haired girl on the gram for years. I'm glad, although I think she can be foolish, that she, you know, stepped in for herself and was one of the only rap girls. Like, City Girls, wake up. You know, we're all coming for you saying that y'all can't rap. This is an opportunity to
This was a big opportunity for them. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This was, and here's my thing. As much as this was a good move for Cupcake, any girl that responded to her because Cupcake is such a good rapper and was able to hold their own and defend it, This people would have been looking at them like, oh, hold on, girl, you're a real rapper. Like, you could have earned some respect. It's hip hop, exactly. These girls are scared.
This is what we want to see. We've been seeing the Menzes do this for years. It's time that the women, you know, as a Barb, I wish Nikki came back at Remy back then. I remember going, what are you doing, Mom? Like, what are you doing? This is hip hop, you know, follow the rules. So that's all I
Nikki
had to
has
say.
When it comes to Nikki and that, Nikki has not been the same since either. She didn't end, Remy Ma did not end, Remy Ma did not end on Nikki. Remy Ma ended herself with that, but she definitely knocked Nikki off of ballot. She flustered Nikki like none other, and Nicki Minaj hadn't been the same. And that fluster move allowed Cardi B to come right on in from underneath everybody knows and take off. And that's what happened.
I will say that Cardi, of course, won't respond to this. Not because, you know, that she's too big for it. Of course she is too big. She's too high up in the industry to respond to Cupcake or Azalea or anybody. But really, you know, Cardi has proven that she doesn't have what it takes for rap, you know, battle rap. So, you know, I would love a couple other girls to step out, like Flo Millie and even Doja, and just make a little response. You know, it's hip hop, it's fun.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So I think this is a good time to end it. So let's go ahead and wrap it up, right, Chia? If you didn't make it on here, you can always super chat your way to the top. But we are having a legendary show. Thank you.